say if you were going up a little rise in the land, you say you're going up a little hill. Ever heard people call a hill by any other name? Going up a little.
Big hill,
big
mountain.
Well, you know that round thing that you turn to look the door, you just call that a
door knob.
You ever heard people refer to a hill as a knob?
Knob.
We're talking about a mountain. You know that rocky side of a mountain that drops off real sharp? Say you were on the side looking over the
cliff.
And the mountain had a lot of those. You'd say it had several
cliffs.
What about, have you ever known what you would call maybe a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
That's a valley. Down in the valley.
Or something, say, if a man, when he went hunting, every time he killed something, he carved one of these in the handle of his gun.
Right. That's what he tell me out in some parts of Texas. There's a place out there, a big place, and it stays muddy and I don't know what kind of way all the time. And you can't never get close to this place. Don't you be washed off in it. I forgot where this some part of Texas. There's a couple went out there and they just brought a brand new car. And they went out there just for the excitement and taking a vacation. And I guess they just probably got too, of course they wasn't in the car, but they had parked the car, but they had parked it too close to this place. And when they looked back, the car was just floating on the ground. And there wasn't nothing they could do, they couldn't get. And they couldn't get out there to get it, they just floated on. I know that was kind of tough, wasn't it?
But you have heard the people carving a notch in their gun, too.
Oh, yeah. That's where some people mark their gun. Take a knife and put a little notch in it.
What about a place along the river or along the ocean where boats might stop, you know, and unload their freight? Call that
a land.
Or talking about mountains, you know, a place in the mountain where water would drop a long distance.
Our water would fall a long distance.
Something like maybe a pour over a waterfall?
Oh, yeah. We call it a waterfall. Some people call it a water drop hole.
Yes, sir. Well, here in Dallas County, what kind of road system do y'all have? Is it pretty good? The roads been pretty good shape?
Oh, yeah. Because, as I know all around, it's paved, a blacktop, whichever one you call it. And there are some little few places, but I couldn't name them, but there are some little few places, you know, to be paved. But just about far as I know and to see it, you know, it's paved, a blacktop.
That black sticky stuff they use to make the black ties, you just call that
slag. And you got another name for that, the white stuff, which you call slag. What you call this? It's tar.
Tar?
I think that's the reason. Just like I had some put down there in my gate, I want to have some more put down.
Well, say if you were out in the country driving along and you came to a road that goes off the main road, or you just call that little?
Turn off. and the imposition of trying to offer it, you get it, it's just a small one.
A side road or either a back road.
Sometimes they get there. I come to back road.
You have, in this county, you have farm to market roads or something like that?
We don't have no farm markets as I know of. We got some current markets around here in town. But I don't know about no farm markets left out on highways, you know, like.
And then they got a place too where they carry, we call it a current market over there by the stadium, where just like you got things to sell, peas and things, where you sack it up.